You are now listening to the New Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time at BringDownTheBand.com, and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7th. Make good beats. Good beats. Good beats. The crew is with me today, my man Jay Moore. A.K.A. Kansas City Mac, A.K.A. the voice of Indianapolis, A.K.A. keep that damn mask on or you're going to get kicked out. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. You know, still out here, you know, the heat is real, but had to get my steps in today. You know, I'm trying to stay healthy during this pandemic because apparently this whole thing is not over and it does attack the unhealthy. So I'm just trying to stay healthy.
Well, when you get your steps in, do you just put linen on and step to R. Kelly, or do you jog?
Not R. Kelly. What do you do? I might. That's when I'll listen to some other folks' podcasts, or I'll try to get my fill of new music in. You know, while I'm out there, getting a little exercise in, man. So you know, it's also good.
No stepping in.
It's also good stress reliever. So you know, if you're feeling some type of way about what's going on in the world right now. You know, get out. And even if you just walk and you ain't got to run, just go ahead and get some of that stress out and get some physical activity. And I recommend it.
Not mad at that. I'm not mad at the health as well. I can dig it. Man, DJ J Diff. What's happening, man?
Salutations.
How are you, sir?
What's going on?
Hello,
chilling, man. You know.
Same old.
Yes, sir. You know, just maintaining.
Maintaining?
And the stain on me.
Maintaining.
Yes, sir. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. They missed that one. Rounding out the squad, as always, my man Longevity. How are you, sir, over there in the hot box?
I'm living my best life. Yeah, I guess. It's hot. So it's like 86 in this room. The modem's struggling. So if the connection drops, apologize, but all that. But yeah, doing all right otherwise. So
I see your beard game is strong and healthy, vibrant. Got your comb.
No? Doing all right. Yeah. Drop your mic input a little bit. You're a little loud. You're a little hot.
Got you. I got you. Just made that adjustment. Keep me on my square, brother. If it gets too hot, let me know. All right, so since we're a little bit behind due to technical difficulties, let's go ahead and jump into it. Oh, as we
nobody had to know that.
Sorry,
right?
Nobody had to know that,
man. Keep him in tune. People that's rocking with us in the chat know that, motherfucker.
I feel like I need to change this topic from calling Kanye crazy. Like, I don't want to call Kanye crazy.
I have to call him crazy. Yeah.
So let me adjust this. It's Kanye.
Adjust that.
Kanye crazy. Going through things.
Yeah, he's going through some things. You can do that.
So we don't want to call him crazy,
but you want to call him a jerk.
Yeah, you could do something like that. Poppy, I'm on back in. E, I see you. Appreciate y'all weathering the storm. The flood 21. What's up?
Look, if he's a jerk,
21, I see you.
If he's a jerk, that just means he's an asshole, right? So like
he's admitted to that.
If he's crazy, that means he's got some mental issues that he needs to you know, that he's struggling with. Those are different, you know. So but you can be an asshole.
One could say that. So he had a rally, I believe, in South Carolina, for his quote unquote presidency. I saw a report and I told Terry this. I saw him. For the weekend, where it said that he had, you know, his people actually reported that he had fallen out of the race because he hadn't signed all the documents and it was late. And next thing you know, there's a rally, if you want to call it that. I see him showing up with 2020 carved in his head and a bulletproof vest. So, what I want to do with this one is, because I know this has the potential to be a lengthy topic, and I know we'll probably have some things in the thread as well. I'm going to toss it around the room. I mean, toss it around as first for everybody to make a quick comment just about it, quick synopsis of what you think about it on the surface. We can go back around and maybe go back address each other's points. So try to kind of keep it minimum, because I know this one definitely will be able to drag on. So, okay. Lone, I'm coming to you first. What were your overall thoughts on what you saw, just in terms of that overall, we'll call it the experience, whatever that was. How'd you feel about that?
I feel like he's going through some things right now, man. That's the one thing that came to mind. Like, it didn't seem like a man that was in his right mental state. It's not just based upon just this. It's just kind of like everything in the last handful of weeks, really. And so he went to something that I didn't even know was a thing. His not a press conference, but it was a campaign rally in South Carolina, of all places. And I guess it's because the deadline to register was, I think, today, actually, July 21st. But
it was actually yesterday.
Was it?
Okay. So, and he didn't even turn the signatures in.
Okay, well, so I don't know. I guess to me, when I saw that, it was just another Kanye stunt. And, you know, I honestly kind of reserve not knowing what any of his intents are, just because he's so hard to figure out, like, what's going on there. Like, is it an album rollout? Is it him having a manic episode? Is it, I don't know, man. So at this point, I don't even really know if I have a legitimate thought on Kanye outside of it. He's just doing a whole lot. So,
okay, that's fair. Hey, Div, jump in.
Man, what can I say about Brother Kanye? Man, it's rough, man, because to me, it just seems like he's constantly unfolding in front of everybody. And I don't think he's crazy. I don't think he's stupid. I actually think he's very bright. I just think he doesn't know how to articulate certain things. I know we didn't touch on the Harriet Tubman comment yet, but that, for example, the way he said that is just, it's improper and incorrect. He doesn't know how to word certain things. I'll leave it at that for now on that particular subject, but I think it's a combined issues that he's dealing with without taking medication, things that are probably actually going on behind closed doors with his family, because I mean, he went on a Twitter rant as well and kind of said he's been calling his mother-in-law and Kim, told him not to do this, that, and the other. But I mean, it could all be a ploy for ratings for that too. You know what I'm saying? Because they have a show that people tune into. So that's going to make that storyline very popular, and people are going to tune in whenever that decides to show. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I just think, yeah, he's going through some things, man. But there is an album coming out this weekend, so to speak.
I was going to come back to that because you always said, I think it was you, Terry, that said that there's probably part of an album rollout. Somebody said,
You know that's where I'm at. You know that's where I'm at.
And then after all this nonsense, we see the Donda's coming out on Friday. I'm like, man, get out of here, man. Like,
that's where I was at.
Yeah.
Hey, Moore, I'm coming to you. I don't want to do Harriet Tubman yet. I want to go to just the overall thoughts of the concept, and we can swing back around and also check into the chat. So jump in. Give me a quick one.
Well, I put this out on Twitter, and I still feel this way. I don't feel sorry for Kanye West. I just don't. Because this is the thing. I full transparency, you know, there's been a certain level of trauma in my life in the last year. And, you know, things I've had to deal with in as far as, you know, some going through some really dark times. And the thing is, when you are not a person of means, it's sometimes a bit of a struggle for you to seek a certain level of help. Mm. You know, you got to come out of pocket, or, you know, the resources really aren't there for certain mental health resources. You know, Kanye, too, you know, because he seems to like to remind people that he's a billionaire and he's around billionaires, has the ability, if he wants to, to get the help he needs, and he's been in need of help since his mom died, which I understand, which I do have a level of sympathy there. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, I know other people who've lost, you know, mothers and fathers or grandmothers and grandfathers, and whether it be through some sort of counseling or just being, you know, it's something that everyone has to go through as an adult. Hopefully, you know, the circle of life, unfortunately, is that, you know, your parents are going to go before you go. You know, it really shouldn't be the other way around. And, you know, this is something I don't know if he's dealt with. It's hard, but it's like I said, it's hard for me to feel sorry for Kanye West, because just because you decide to have a mental breakdown and it's synthesized through the platform of Twitter, like, I'm not going to feel more sorry for you, because honestly, and this goes for everybody who's a celebrity, even not celebrities, the last place you should go for sympathy is social media. And once again, it probably, like, anybody who's been listening to our show for a while, I've been hard on Kanye West, but, you know, it goes back to when he was out here trying to sell Confederate flag merchandise at his concerts. You know, here's somebody who
said he had the right to do that.
He does have the right to do that, but I have the right to criticize someone who is actively ignorant about what certain symbols and what certain language means. And, you know, if you really want to help Kanye, get him some books, put him on a reading list.
So what you said with the certain symbols and language, hold that thought, because
yeah.
I want to come back around on that. As for me, I'm not surprised about him running. I'm not surprised about him not running. I'm not surprised about him running again. Like, everything to me, just my personal opinion, is based off attention. This is someone that has always craved attention. Back when he was in Chicago, he's always been this guy that needs attention. So theatrics, I don't know if I'm necessarily surprised by those. Every time something comes out, alluded to Donda, it always comes in succession. It's sequenced. Everything seems to happen in order. Now, will the album come out? Who knows? It might get pushed back. I don't really know about that. But I'm just not surprised, man. Like, I see people always saying, Kanye's fine, man. He's okay. There's nothing wrong with Kanye. He's not crazy. Kanye's fine. And I'm like, the person that I saw at that rally is not fine. But it's not someone that's just, you know what I'm saying, like, that's just cool and everything is fine and he's ready to be a presidential candidate. Something is physically wrong with him.
Physically?
The people that say he's, well, mentally, I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing, mentally wrong with him. And when people say, y'all always talk about his mental health, y'all always talk about his mental health. This is the same person that said, I hate being bipolar, it's awesome. That was on an album cover. I'm confused. Like, he's openly said that he takes medicine for being bipolar, but y'all mad at me for saying
that was the name of the actions. Album.
Yeah, the album was called Yay. It was on a cover.
How was it? That's right. That's right.
What I'm saying is, are you mad at me for saying he's acting like he's bipolar? This is open. It's not me throwing that on him. He's acting right. That way. So,
well, it's he is that. Gets, I mean, he is that, right?
Excuse me. He is. Like, he's that. That's just what it is. When people say he's fine, and no, he's not fine. Like, fam has some issues, and that's okay. Like, I hope he gets the help. I think Chappelle went out to check on him. That's cool.
Yep, I saw that.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, you know, I hope fam gets the help, but there is definitely something wrong with dude. Like I said, I haven't been too much energy into it or posting or whatever. Like, we've seen this before. Like, this is not new to me. But I want to double back on the Harriet Tubman point that he made about Harriet Tubman not freeing the slaves, but she just enabled them to work for white people. I talked alone on Saturday and I said, man, I'd be curious to hear what you say about that one, you know, make it make sense. And I thought about it after that, since I've talked to you alone, but going back around again, how did you respond? Like, how did you take that? What were your thoughts on that when you initially heard that?
Well, I mean, we know Kanye, and Kanye has a really poor delivery in a lot of situations, right? We all know that. We've talked about it on the show many times. And You know, like it was very easy. Like when I shared the clip that I shared on YouTube, I didn't want to share just that part of the clip. You know what I mean? Because he did go into some contextual things afterwards. He tried to explain himself. Now, I think it was poorly. It was a dumb thing to say. Let's get that out the way, right? Mm-hmm. But I think what he really meant was he was talking more so about the fact that we're still battling in this country today. We're still battling racism as we speak right now, right? On multiple levels. And that's to me what he was speaking on. You know, I think he was simply just saying Harriet Tubman didn't delete white supremacy. I think that's really all he was saying. Now, he worded it wrong. I think it was in poor taste and everything that he said. I don't think it was the place to say it, but I think that's what he meant by it personally. So, yeah, that's what I was going to speak on, and that's what I spoke on. So I've spoke.
Thank you for spoke. Appreciate you. Jay Diff, talk to me, man, on Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing I was saying before. He's not articulating his points right, and for some reason he keeps taking jabs at Harriet Tubman. I don't understand how he keeps ending up that way.
It's weird.
You know what I'm saying? It's very weird that he keep every time he says something sideways that has something to do with Harriet Tubman. It's almost like she's haunting him in his dreams or something. I don't know. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
Knowing that people take so many things at face value and how that can be chopped up and how that can be interpreted is just irresponsible, man.
Yeah.
For somebody to, you're downplaying something that went on that was right about slavery. Somebody was trying to free and give people rights or whatnot.
She legitimately put
Didn't go work for somebody.
She legitimately put her line on the life, as Kanye says.
Yeah, put her life on the line. You mean?
Well, but, no, Kanye literally said.
I see. I know what he did. Yeah, that's a bar.
But yeah.
That's
a bar. Yeah. But it doesn't make any sense how he keeps circling back to that. And I get it. I understand that he's trying to make certain points, but he's trying to do it in a very Candace Owens style, where there's always this glitch in the matrix of why would you say some shit like that and then follow it up like that. You know what I'm saying? Because Candace Owens, as much as I hate her, sometimes she makes sense, but a lot of times she doesn't. She's smart as fuck. But Kanye, he can't articulate the same way that a Candace Owens does. So he just comes out looking stupid.
The people were free, I mean, you know, to go quote unquote work for white people, but there weren't a lot of black businesses around. So I'm not sure what they were going to do after Harriet Tubman had done what she had done. So I'm just like, fam.
And nobody got their 40 acres and a mule either. You know what I'm saying? Right. That was promised.
Right. So
I mean, and everybody, and what's weird too is he's speaking like he was there and knows that everybody went to work for somebody. You don't know exactly what happened in those situations.
Yeah, it just speaks to his narcissism, right? Like we've known this, we've talked about it. He's a narcissist, and that's a major issue of all this as well. So
what I noticed, and Jaymore, I'm coming to you. The things that stood out to me is I'm not on the member board for Gap and Adidas. If they don't do that today, I'm walking away. Bye. It has nothing to do with running for president. That's selfish. That was me.
Well, he
using
can't
the
even
platform.
Hold those positions if he does get the presidency. So that's what Thank I was speaking on the last time. He can't. Stop. You can't be a person like Kanye West and be president of the United States. It would drive him completely nuts. If he's not crazy now, him not being able to create the way that he would like to create is going to do something to him.
Yep.
You know?
That is why I've always deemed this as being strategic. Like in the midst of him being who he is, it always comes back around to him. The Adidas comment has nothing about, has nothing to do with America prospering. That's about me trying to use my platform to use my leverage.
Me, in a moment.
That's just what it's about. Like, that's why, you know, I'm not about to argue. Like, that's just the way I see it. It is what it is. Jay Moore, jump in on Harriet Tubman and close that out for us. And I'm going to try to see what we got in the chat in terms of what the people have said in there.
Well, this is the thing. Okay. I'll give Kanye West that he's been a 5150 and he's had to deal with mental illness. And okay, but you know what? Mental illness doesn't excuse, I'll just go ahead and say it, your anti-blackness. The things that you've put in the air that have given white supremacist talking points. Your mental illness does not give you the right to be misogynistic. Your mental illness doesn't excuse you being poorly read and poorly informed on the things that should be, if you're trying to be this. Once again, I think I said it last week and I got a little bit of pushback, and that's fine because that's what we're here to do, is to go back and forth with each other. But this is 100%. Somebody who is a brilliant artist as far as music is concerned. This is somebody who, you know, depending on what your fashion sense is brilliant with making really expensive tennis shoes and sweatshirts that say Sunday service on them that he sells for $225. I guess that's brilliant, because if you can get somebody to buy these clothes that look like you're homeless for hundreds of dollars and thousands, then I guess that does make you brilliant. But that,
what was at the rally?
Yes. He had a merch table where he was selling $225 sweatshirts and $70 t-shirts that looked like they had been spray painted at the mall. The same people who would probably vote for him, the same people who would buy that merchandise just to say that they have it. But once again, these things don't make you smart. And so that's why I say Kanye West, while being brilliant, is not smart. I would put, and when, you know, and I understand where that sounds, you know, very inflammatory, but I would say the same thing about somebody like Ben Carson. Ben Carson, you know, is a brilliant neurosurgeon, but when I see him on TV, he doesn't come off as being particularly smart, you know, and they can be two different things. This is the problem I have really with, you know, Kanye West, and I saw how he treated specifically the black women who were in the crowd. He was very dismissive of them when they would call him out on the things he said were wrong. And then when it was time to actually engage them, he would just walk away. You know, so let's not confuse him being mentally ill with him being a jerk, because they're not tied to each other in the way that you would think, you know, and the way some people were like trying to excuse and find sympathy for the way that he has been acting. So I have, like I said, Kanye West has been a jerk for a long time. He's embraced being a jerk. He said on his first album, that's why me and Dame cool, we assholes. All right. But at the same time, you know, when you're being an asshole or a jerk is also tied into you making statements, and with your large platform, because let's not mistake, he's still Kanye West, into doing things that are potentially hurtful to the people that look like you, who don't have as much money as you. That's where I got to call him to the carpet, and that's why I'm so hard on Kanye West, because the things he says are potentially dangerous to, you know, to because we, there's a lot of momentum going on right now as far as making real systemic change. A lot of these things that we see are very much symbolic, but like, you know, if there are a lot of people out there on the ground staying on their grind, if this momentum keeps up, like I said, just because you don't see it on your timeline and it's not the main story every night on cable news, there are people still in the streets.
Yo, shouts to Portland, man. Portland is showing antithetical out right now.
And right now, what Kanye West is doing is antithetical to what is happening to people who are trying to make real change. So, and for when I found out, I've actually found out today, he didn't make the ballot in South Carolina, but he did make the ballot in Illinois. That could be very, very dangerous because, like, I'm not on fire for Joe Biden, but at the same time, like, I'm about platforms, not personalities and not people. And we got to
keep it 100 too.
At this point, we got to get Donald Trump up out of here. It is dangerous.
I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all.
What's that?
It's right now. What do we have to lose? Well, there are about 140,000 people dead based on, and that's what we have to lose. And it might hit as high as 200,000 by the fall.
Everybody should have common sense right now, regardless of how you view Kanye. I'm a Kanye West fan. Everybody knows that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't G for all the shit that he does. If you want somebody to lead this free world as the president of the United States, you would not want it to be somebody like Kanye West.
Not a rational
thinker. That's just cut and dry. It has nothing to do with not giving him his peace for what he's accomplished and this, that, and other. I mean, he's in a position where he can be the voice for anything, and people are going to listen to him.
Yep.
But not necessarily the right people are going to listen to him. You know what I'm saying? They're listening to him based off the fact that if he's president, I might get a pair of Yeezys every month for the whole time he's in office. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that he's talking about doing are things that you would expect a high school student to bring up in that's running for class president. You know, it doesn't sound realistic that if you have a child, you're getting $1 million.
You can't just get up there and
say stuff like that and think that that's going to fly. And then there's people that believe this shit, though, because people don't understand the way that government works. So they see somebody that does that shit and they want to ride with them. And then when that shit doesn't happen, it's just like, well, I didn't get my free pair of Yeezys for the month, or I just had a baby and where's my $1 million? You know, just dumb shit. But everybody's not intelligent enough to be out here making decisions as far as putting somebody in the office if they feel like that's the right way to go. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Like, that's what's scary about it. Illinois scares me. If to Jay Moore's point, I wasn't aware of that. So Illinois scares me because he has a cult following that I could see. Like, I'm actually blown away by the amount of people that I see that just say openly, oh, I'd vote for Kanye West, and they mean it. And I'm just like, yo, I'm not saying Biden's the coldest. I'm not
saying that'll vote for him.
They will register to vote if they haven't been registered, and will come out and vote for Kanye West on some clown show shit. Like, that right there is scary. The idea, the concept of that is extremely scary because I could see Illinois easily being a state that would do that just off the strength of who he is. You know what I'm saying? And that's not it, man. That's not it. I always hear people talking about if you're not going to vote or if you want to vote, make sure that you're well-versed and knowledgeable about the people that you're voting for. Like, do your research, do your homework, right? Like, if not, you're just going to be doing votes off the strength of Yeezys. That's goofy shit, right? Like, seriously, like, that's where we are in 2020. Like, people will be voting off Yeezys and $1 million, to Terry's point, and that shit's not going to even come to fruition. So
everybody's not getting $1 million. If they can't hand out reparations, what makes you think they about to hand out $1 million to each and every new baby that was born?
If I had to talk that talk emoji, Long won't let me have yet. I definitely would use that right now. That's a very good point. I'm gonna see if I can. Let's jump in the chat real quick before we swing over to something else. I knew this was gonna run over a little bit. Good comments by everyone, by the way. I respect everybody's opinion. I got the flood 21. He said Kanye being a high profile public figure doesn't need ads to promote his project. After saying George Bush hates black people, he realized that he was in a different lane hip hop artist. I agree with that. He knew he had it after that. My man Papi Amon, he said Kanye has always been self-absorbed guy. He just needs attention all the time. His mom ain't raised him like that. She was good people. He's been so into himself that he doesn't even know who he is. Now, Poppy is a person that actually was in the hip-hop scene and was around when Kanye was you know, just before Kanye was making his break.
Yeah.
If y'all want to do some homework, go look at Payrolls Never Change and then go listen to The Blueprint. You know what I'm saying? They put me onto that when I lived in Chicago. I had never heard that in my life coming from Indiana. So Ill Brown and Poppy, they put me on the payroll. Messed me up because the hook, the vibe, everything is what Jay did on The Blueprint. So shout out to Payroll, rest in peace. Poppy definitely was around and can speak to, you know, who Kanye was before all this foolishness. Let's see. I think those are the two that stood out for me comment-wise in the chat. We appreciate y'all for that. But yeah, like, you know, like I said, man, I'm not about to go back and forth about it. I hope fam gets the help that he needs. I personally think he needs it. If you don't, that's cool. I ain't gonna
get him the books that he needs.
Get him the books that, if that's your angle, get him the books he needs. That's
my angle. I think he probably does read, though.
No, he said he doesn't read.
He said he doesn't read.
He doesn't look like somebody
that
reads.
He doesn't read?
He said, I don't read.
He said his brain was too big.
All right.
That's why he said he had to go to the hospital because his brain was too big. He has 132 IQ. This is the guy that y'all want to run for president. He's a good fashion designer.
This is why he likes Donald Trump so much.
Yeah, because it's not about Trump's policies. It's the fact that Trump thinks he can do what he wants. I love that. That's what he kept saying.
He loves the fact that Trump is a narcissist as well. I mean, even when he was talking about running, he was talking about how Obama is special. Trump is special. He's like, Biden's not special.
Yeah.
I'm special. You know what I'm saying? And I can kind of see what he's talking about as far as a Biden not being a special person, because he doesn't have that certain appeal to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's pretty much gliding in off the wings of President Obama just because he was 100%. His vice president.
That don't mean we're going to vote for Kanye West, though.
100%. And I'm sick of people always saying, say something about a candidate, someone that opposed to Trump.
Huh?
Thank you. Like, it's, people say anything else about anyone else is like, well, what about Biden? I ain't say Biden was the coldest. I never said that. I never said that at all. So, I don't know, man. We'll see. This is going to be very interesting. Illinois scares me. I'll be on saying that. That really scares me.
Because all Kanye needs to do is get maybe 3 or 4 points, and that could be the difference. But that could really mess up the electoral map. You know, because
I'm going to say this too.
We're still on this thing with the Electoral College, which we need to get rid of.
Yeah, I'm going to say this too. I don't think that Kanye being a part of this necessarily just handed right over to Trump, because there's a lot of people that still ain't rocking with Trump that rocked with him the last time. You know what I'm saying? So those votes are going to sway a different way. It's just going to be a complete clusterfuck for the presidency of 2020. I'll just say that. I can't wait till November to see what actually transpires.
I guess that's where I'm going with it, bro. It's like, I'm not saying it's going to be a swing either way, but I'm speaking to the potential of what could be. That's what I'm talking about. Who knows what's going to happen?
Man, 2020 then threw so many curveballs. I don't think we've got this year figured out as far as what algorithm is going to be thrown by the time November comes around.
I have already chalked up 2020. Like, I'm just trying to stay safe, stay healthy, stay out the way, and then we'll see what 2021 brings. Because I'm already chalking it up. Like, it's a wrap. I think it's almost over.
I don't know. I'm going for it.
It's only you going for it. Yeah. Lowe said he's still going for it.
Still going. I
feel you, man. Let me know how that go. All right. So
I'm gonna do a shout out to our guy Spools, and I'll be right back.
Yes, shout out to the homie Spools. I like that. Shout out to the homie Spools. Let's go ahead and talk about one of Lone's favorite guys.
Well, we do the sponsors real quick, our partners.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, take care of the partners.
We're halfway right, through.
As always, we like to highlight the partners that we have that help us, you know, keep the podcast going, to help us enhance it and continue to grow it. Printfinity is J Div's company. He's the CEO. Custom masks, custom t-shirts, custom screen printings, custom everything. Does great work, high quality turnaround, good turnaround time. So make sure you check him out. Support your local businesses. He is black owned. He's good at what he does. So shout out to him for being a partner from day one. NDCD and vinyl as well. they always take care of us, as I always say, with our raffles. Whenever we raffle off wax, we've had everything from double albums, single, the regular albums, signed albums. You know, like, they really take care of us and provide us with good material that we can raffle off for you guys. So we really appreciate them. Sun King Brewery, obviously, is our newest partner. As I continue to say, we cannot wait to expand on the partnership with them once everything opens up. Lone had a can. Andy, we see you down there. No bad ideas. I got a hat on right now. They've been down since day one. They continue to expand their product, book bags, wallets, hats, T-shirts, exclusive T-shirts that only Lone gets. And we really appreciate everything that they bring to the table and provide for us as well. 20% off if you use New Old Heads as a coupon code on their website. Yep. So make sure you guys break bread with them. And Dr. Coleman, also, make sure we shout out Dr. Coleman, located in Briar Ripple. Make sure, as we say, get your teeth is right. Keep your teeth is right. I need to go. I keep saying I need to go. I think y'all think I got cavities at this point. So
yeah, you probably have ginger. You have gingivitis.
I mean, when's the last time you've been to a dentist? Yeah, you.
Get more. I don't
probably mess with.
Get more.
Probably mess with the cavity creeps right now.
Get more. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yo, yo, you remember the cavity creeps?
I don't even want to go down there, bro.
I don't even know what the cavity creeps are.
Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they still give you the little tabs you got to chew up when you go to the dentist to make sure that you brush your teeth right.
I'm not
the
about to
pink
do
tab
this.
That looks like candy, but it's not.
I refuse to do this. And shout out to bringingdowntheband.com, as always, is the hub. Everything involving New Old Heads. Make sure you subscribe to Bringing Down the Band on YouTube. Hit the bell for notifications. Follow us on Twitch as well. The Twitch movement is strong. And then also Discord. Make sure you can get in there and rock with us. We have multiple chat rooms, multiple topics. So the brand is trying to grow. We're trying our best to get that. Lone does a great job of curating that. He also has Ableton. He has Ableton. He gives Ableton tips on there. He'll also do some beat sessions and, you know, stream and album reviews and all that type of stuff. So you guys can chime in there and listen to albums with him for the first time. I need to do a better job of getting there as well, so I could diss some of the stuff he's listening to. So
I do that on this channel.
All of our so on Discord, right, or Twitch? I'm sorry.
No, I do. I do my beat stuff on my Twitch, but I do all the Bringing on the Band stuff on Bringing on the Band. So
Bringing
on
the Band, the reviews,
right?
Okay,
this channel right here. So yeah.
Hey, follow Lone on his personal joint too, because he got some heat coming. I ain't gonna talk about that, but
I got him done.
All right, I'm in. So let's see. One of Lone's favorite rappers has decided to.
Who, Drake?
Has decided to decided to retire. He says it's been a decade. It's been a decade. Now it's been a great decade. Now it's time for me to be a great father, which I respect.
Good for him.
I'm at that. Logic is going to retire after his No Pressure album drops. It's coming soon. It is executive produced by No ID, which I like. But my question to you, gentlemen, I can't see Terry. I don't know if he broke his camera. May have to drop out and drop back in, but I'll throw it to you, Lone, first, because you love.
I think that's just your connection, sir.
Oh, yep. Didn't see that coming.
I see.
Lone, if you could tell me what you think Logic's legacy will be in hip hop, I'll be right back.
Why are you coming to me first on Logic? You know I don't like Logic.
I know you love him.
Okay.
I see you.
Well,
minute.
What do I think his legacy will be? Well, I don't know what I think his legacy is going to be. I think he's going to have a cult fan base. Man, that's such a weird question.
Your mic's a little crackly.
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Let's turn it on.
I don't know what Terry's talking about, but we don't do drugs.
Hopefully that's a little better. But
that's a terrible jump, sir.
I don't know, man. Like, I've never
you caught it.
I've never been a fan of Logic. I think he can rap really well, but I've never been a fan of him. To me, he just sounds like everybody else, and we've had this conversation multiple times on the show.
Yep.
Maybe
that's his legacy.
Maybe or maybe
I
not.
I see people laughing that he's retiring.
Yeah, at the same time, he's got a lot of fans too. So you know, I think it just depends. You know. Different people will like him, different people like him, some people don't. So to his hardcore fans, they're probably going to be disappointed, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. You're still a little crackly.
Yeah.
Robot game's a little high. J Div, jump in, man. What do you think his legacy is going to be once he does his retirement?
I'm gonna just pull a loan on this one to keep it short and sweet.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
All right.
Well. I mean, logic,
I was about to roll with it.
Logic is logic. Everybody know. I mean, he has good albums actually, but he's a very great mimic. I'd say he knows how to rap like other people, and he knows how to rap like other people very well.
Yep.
I've even heard from somebody locally at one point in time that was somehow connected to him that they stole some of their ideas. So, I mean, I don't think anybody's really pressed if Logic retires, to be quite frank.
No Jay pun Moore. Intended. Jay Moore, tell me about Logic and his legacy.
I mean, does he really have a legacy like that? I mean, I'm not trying
to be.
That's
my question.
I mean, the thing is, maybe it's just because, like, I'm, like I said, I'm 43 years old. Like, but I know that my, you know, 70-year-old niece is into Logic. And maybe I just feel like maybe I've missed it. Maybe it was just something that I couldn't get with. Because there were times where I'm like, okay, this sounds like a knockoff Kendrick Lamar album, which was still okay. You know, I could get into a couple things. It's not that I don't think he can rap. He can rap, but then it's like, okay, are you gonna rhyme about being light skinned again and, you know, being you know, looking white but being black in America? It was like, all right, you know.
That's his truth, Jay Moore. That's his truth.
And that is and like I said, once again, being 43 and like, you know, but if it's like there's such a difference between being 43 and say 17 to where there's a lot more kids who are having that experience, then okay. Like I said, maybe it's something I've missed, but like I can't really, despite his proficiency at MCing, I can't really name one Logic. He had a song maybe called Wu-Tang Forever or some shit.
Nah, that wasn't it.
But you know, like he's when you say you're going to retire, you know, you've really got to make people care about this. You like when Jay said he was going to retire, or when Too Short said he was going to retire. I was like, no, we can't have that. You
we
know,
care. We care.
When Logic says he's going to retire, I'll be like, all right, man. You know, go be a father to your child. Shout out to Ed OG.
He got enough money put up. He'll be all right.
Hey, that's a name, Jay Moore, right there.
You just lost some people right there.
Shouts to Boston. Lost some people. Shouts to Boston.
Yeah. But once again, that's where new old heads. That's what comes with being 43 years old. I'm going to drop a reference that, you know, if you're 17 years old and you think Logic is the end all be all, you're just not going to get it.
Yeah. You lost somebody. You lost a few with that being father to your child. Like that's good stuff right there. You lost a few there.
What do you think about
Logic is, here's my thing. I think he's better than a lot of people want to give him credit for. Like, if you actually sit down and listen to his project, like, the boy can rap. Like, I'm talking about...
His documentary is pretty good.
The documentary was dope. The Netflix joint, I believe, was the one I saw. I watched it at Lone's crib.
Yeah.
That was dope to get a chance to see behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think we all watched that together before, in pre-production one night. I mean, I think he's a good kid.
It's not whack, though.
Yeah,
it's not whack, like...
At what part?
Like, he has some dope.
He's a great mimic.
Tell me, Mike. At what point? Yes, at what point? What is the threshold for the amount of copying somebody you can do and not be whack?
Okay, so
and biting somebody, you know, like if you do it on the sly, right? You know, like what's the balance there?
See, if we want to go pros and cons, this is where the cons come in.
I just want to know what the threshold is.
Threshold, that's what I'm getting to that. The threshold is you can't have multiple projects where we can hear, you know, said influences and they can be totally obvious. And unfortunately, he falls in that category. Y'all put me onto that because I was asleep to it till I had to really go back and listen. And I'm like, okay, I hear this person, I hear this, I hear that. maybe I was in denial. I don't know. But you can't have multiple projects doing that shit. I think that's going to always be a huge negative in terms of him if we're talking about his legacy. So I think that's the threshold. You can't have – how many projects does he have? I know he has multiple mixtapes, but –
he's got a bunch of mixtapes, a few albums. Yeah.
He's got a few albums that have that on them, like multiple albums.
He has very dope album artwork. I'll give him that.
Extremely high quality. Extremely high quality.
Yeah. I mean, I always compare it to like, you know, you can come out with a great product, but how much are you paying your workers? You know, and it's like this weird, you know, like what all goes into this project? You know what I mean? Like across the board, like I could continue with these type of metaphors, but it just seems like he's just taking everything from everything. And don't get me wrong, we all do. But what Fonte say? If you Z rocks my style, that infringes on my copyright. So I mean,
yeah.
So at that point for me, like once I heard the album that sounded just like Kendrick Lamar, I was like, man, I can't fuck with him anymore. Period. Like not until he acknowledges it. Or something at that point. Like, I don't care how good your rapping or how good your album is. Like, I need you to acknowledge the fact that you are doing the things that you, many of us know that you're doing. That's me.
And I have to give y'all credit for that because, again, like,
hey, bro, your computer's on fire, man.
I should have. No, don't do that. That's just beats. That's just beats. Don't worry about it. You know, the beat's hot. Don't worry about it.
Lighting some Nog Chopper.
Great song on Like Water for Chocolate, by the way.
I drove past your crib yesterday. Like, I saw your car.
That's not. Oh man, stop too. Kick it with your boy, man. In the trap out here. Yeah. Good trap. But anyway, man. I think he's gonna have a legacy. I don't know what it is yet. Long to your point, he has a cult following, so we'll see how his story is written, but I just know people that are around our age that have picked up on the tendencies tend to dismiss dudes. So,
and he's dope. I don't know, man. He is dope. He is really
like at Michael Jackson shows.
And that's the thing that Terry said. That's a Terry thing. Terry said, and we've always said, like the thing that sucks about the whole thing is that he actually makes dope music. It's just I can't get past all the other shit. I just can't get past it.
Yeah.
He's cold, man. Like I've heard some stuff where I'm like, oh boy can spit. So shout out to him, man. He's about to be a father. Terry, you
good
can relate
him
to that. You know, and he wants to, you know, go to that part of his life and do that. So I'm not mad at
he
him.
He already is a father, I believe.
Yeah, see? I think so.
See?
Yeah. He's, you know, that's the thing. He wants to be a father to his child, you know. And that's cool.
I mean, I wish I had the luxury to just quit everything I was doing to be a father to my child.
And just sit on millions and just be a father to your child.
Hey, definitely. A lot of people you know have done it. I believe like Rick Moranis did it.
Good for them.
Rick Moranis. Wow.
Rick Moranis, yep. He just dropped after like Honey I Shrunk the Kids, he just disappeared. You know,
I like that movie, by the way.
Yeah,
I like that movie too. By the way,
like they tried to do a sequel, like Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Yep.
No, yeah. I missed that.
They got them all. I got them on my hard drive. You know what else? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna ask you if you were in on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids initially. I rock with it.
For sure. I like weird shit like that, man. Like anything that's kind of sci-fi.
If you was a kid, how would you not be into that movie?
That shit was like, I like the Three Ninjas and that shit's garbage. You know what I mean? So
He also did Little Shop of Horrors and I still F with that.
Yep.
You know what I watched because I have too much time on my hands? Teen Wolf 2.
There's a 2?
Teen Wolf 2.
I remember Michael Teen J. Wolf Fox 2. Didn't come back for
Jason it. Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman really? Came back, and instead of being a werewolf that was good at basketball, he was a werewolf that was good at boxing.
Yeah.
Did Mike have a cameo?
Hell no. Mike had moved clean the F on at that point.
Yeah. You know, one thing with Logic.
Back to the Future by that time.
Another thing with Logic. He signed, I don't know if you guys saw this, he signed a 7-figure deal with Twitch.
To do what?
Uh-oh, I guess got some content coming.
I guess play video games and chat online. I'm not even sure. But he signed a 7-figure deal with it. So, I mean, hell, if I could.
If he signed a 7.
Right. Yeah.
If he signed a 7-figure deal, I'm not mad at that. I don't know what the contract going to be, but I'm not mad at that. And knowing Logic is young. Logic will fuck around and drop a secret album on Twitch. Like, it'll be something like that.
Watch that be the new distribution channel. Like, people to drop their music on Twitch, you know, creating special deals.
An interesting thing, too, about artists is, like, I don't know how you can be an artist and just randomly say you're going to retire. Like, you're always going to have that itch to be creative.
Yeah, just stop putting out music. You don't hear the greats saying they retiring. They just stop putting out music for a while.
Yeah, and then
Jay definitely said he was going to retire, though.
You'll just get it when you get it.
Yeah,
Jay definitely said he was going to retire.
Oh yeah, Jay. I'm talking about musicians. Period. Say like a Stevie Wonder. You know, we haven't had a new Stevie Wonder album in a long time. He's still touring. Well, I wouldn't say touring right now, but he didn't say I'm retired. Even when Bill Withers quit making music, did he ever just say he was retired?
Nope.
This is a rapper cliche.
Yeah.
No other group of musicians ever say they're going to retire.
It's like,
I go see Stevie Wonder as soon as everything open up. He can just perform stuff from the 60s and 70s. I'm cool.
You know who I would go see?
Shit, Rolling Stones still on tour getting that paper. What they do, Mike?
I would go see Smokey Robinson doing that dope. Slinging that
Bone,
coke,
do you have
gang bang.
Drinking that wine.
Bone, can you share drinking that wine for the people watching at home, man?
What now?
Drinking that wine.
I mean,
I want Lone to share drinking that wine. Just a little bit of it, man. If he got it.
What's
Smokey
song?
Was at the Anderson Casino last summer, I believe.
Performed. Look, don't look. I made fun of Smokey there, but like, please believe. If Smokey comes to any club where you're at, he's going to steal your woman.
100%.
Like, he's still rolling Monkey and the Tracks of My Tears. Like, them publishing checks come real nice for Smokey.
My mama was mad. Yeah, my mama was mad she couldn't go see Smokey when he came to Anderson. Hot that she couldn't go see him.
A lot of people come to that casino there.
And RBRM was there.
Yeah, Better
Tore it up, though.
Performed there last summer, too, I believe.
BRM, they came and sold out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's keeping our little town afloat, man. Is that casino?
That casino.
It's definitely keeping it afloat. Let's see if Long got that drinking that wine pulled up.
No, I don't.
That ain't the one. That's Smokey though.
Yeah. No, I don't have it.
I want that drinking that wine. You don't have it? I
ain't got it.
Jay Moore, what's the name of the title, man? Can he search it?
I think it's just called gangbanging, but like, let's not.
I'm not gonna play it. I'm not gonna play it because we're gonna get tagged.
The people, if you know, you know.
Cool. Stick around in the post show. Maybe we'll talk about it.
Fair enough. All right, so let's talk about some music real quick because Jay Moore got to pay that child support.
We got about 7 minutes.
Yeah, we got to get him upstairs to pay that child support.
Oh yeah, actually, I might have to dip out. It's about that time.
Yeah, you getting close. Blue and Exile dropped Miles. Be quick with the comments. I listened to it. I am a huge Exile fan due to Lone and due to Pete Tech put me on to Below the Heavens.
Right.
But I didn't understand some of the chops that he had on the early half of the album. Usually I understand where he's going from a producer standpoint.
I haven't heard Miles yet, just for the record. So.
Oh, you haven't heard it yet? Okay.
No.
This is my take. The early portion of the chops that he was doing on the first half of the album kind of lost me. It took me a minute to get into where they were going. But as it goes on, it gets better. It gets increasingly better to me. I just think the length might be too long because it started off slow to me. It was hit and miss out the gate. And you know, XL is dope. Like, don't get it twisted. I think he's nasty. But some
he's
of
my
the
favorite
chops
producer.
That he had, they didn't sync up with me. I don't know what that was. It could just be me listening to it first time.
It was sounding good to me.
It ain't hit me the way their projects normally do out the gate. But I say that to say, as it continues to go on, it definitely is better. That's just my opinion. Go ahead, J-Dip. I'm sorry.
I thought it was pretty good, man. It's pretty long, though. It's a lengthy release.
Yeah.
There are a few tracks that I left off that I didn't listen to, but what I did listen to, I enjoyed. He kind of stayed with the theme of songs with the title of Blue,
or which topic is fire. Of
Blue,
which is fire.
And a lot of those tracks stand out to me. The production to me was pretty good, like mm-hmm. from the get go. I was pretty excited about the release, three songs into it. Mm. So it just got to a point where it was just too much. You know, we're in a time, day and time where if you're dropping an album that's more than 12 tracks,
yeah,
it's easy to lose interest yep. or focus, because if you're driving somewhere, by the time you get somewhere, you still haven't completed the album, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's funny that we all grew up in an era of... We grew up in an era of 22, 23 tracks, double CDs, $26.99. And by default, we've been, I don't want to say programmed or conditioned, but maybe y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but...
I'll correct you on that already.
You don't think we have? I think I have.
Nah, because when you think of the double album, the double album started in, what, 97?
No, 96 with All Eyes on Me, really.
All Eyes on Me was the biggest one that first...
Okay, 96. 96. All Eyes on Me was first one, which followed by the next double album.
Life After Death.
Or was it that Bone Flop?
It was...
Art of War. Art of War came the next year. It came the same summer as Wu-Tang Forever.
Yeah, Wu-Tang Forever. The thing about when you had those double albums, they were hit and miss. People were buying them back then because you didn't have a luxury of being able to just stream a song. So if you wanted the album, you had to go buy that double album. But I don't think double albums weren't the thing. Like, it wasn't like everybody was doing double albums. You know what I'm saying?
I guess what I meant was we grew up in an era where the double album, we had no choice but to appreciate it because of lack of whatever you want to call it. Because
we were consuming it differently too then.
You had to buy it.
We were, but we had to go cop it.
You can choose and create your own playlist. Like when Chris Brown puts out
the album, in that release.
I'll pick this out, or anybody else puts out these deluxes or whatever, I'll put the songs in my playlist that I want and keep it moving.
Yeah,
like everybody in here knows the disappointment of buying the Art of War and being like, "What the fuck?" Like, oh, I don't
exactly.
And like, I remember I went straight to disc two to listen to the song with Pac.
That was the first one on that. Yeah,
I think it was like
the albums I bought that day. I think I bought the Art of War punk ass shit, and I bought Chris John's album. Can't remember the name of it, but they were signed Rockefeller.
My point is this. We spent time with double albums, so I guess that's worn off in terms of me knowing what it's like to spend time with a double album, and even now, I don't know albums, if I...
In general.
Cube had the War and Peace shit, too.
He put that out in two separate times.
Yeah, because that's two separate mugs, but anyway,
I have to check out Miles. I still want to check it out, but
I'd be curious.
I thought Miles was decent. That Odyssey was really nice to me, though.
Yeah, Lone, what you think about Odyssey?
I'm a fan, man. I bought it. You know what I mean? So it's what it is. You know, Odyssey's probably one of my favorite artists, and he's very consistent. Extremely, he's probably the most consistent artist in the last couple decades, man. Like. He's
Ooh,
up
that's
there.
Tough.
He's up there, man. Like, I don't know if Odyssey's really put out the only other, Ooh, only other artist, tough. Only artist I can really think that he can compete, and it's not even in the same genre as maybe Mayor Hawthorne.
Do y'all want to save this?
We can talk about that. We can talk about that later. But just in general, like, you know, like, this wasn't my favorite Odyssey release, but it was still solid front to back. You know what I mean? And I think we're gonna get. Yeah, I think we're gonna get a lot. I think we're gonna get a lot more music from him too. So,
but just before we go any further, guys, I gotta dip up out of here. So,
hey, pay that child support, brother.
Yeah. But I'll see y'all on the other side.
Yep.
All right, now. Yes, I hate that I ever said that, because Mike gonna keep beating it into the ground.
every single week. Every single week, and I hope it make you mad.
I don't wish any child support on you, good brother.
Beats and beats. I gotta get rid of Jay. See if I can get rid of Jay here.
Let's put a pin in that one for next week. I like that idea. I don't know if I can come up with any from any genre, but I'm gonna think about it. So I think that will do it for this episode. Did I leave anything out? You guys have anything you want to say before we get out of here?
We had a whole other topic we're supposed to address, but
we can talk about it in the post show.
Talking in the post show, yeah, talk about it in the post show.
Okay,
that's what y'all get if y'all come to the live show.
Man, knew Kanye was gonna get about a good 30 minutes, so I kind of figured that. But all right, y'all. So this will go
over there getting high.
Now I'm getting high.
You just showed us that CBD oil earlier. You got the CBD oil. You got the got your computer over here smoking weed. You got a whole bunch of things.
It has nothing to do with weed. This is for feng shui.
Drunks.
So on that note, we'll
like
go ahead.
Smoking crack.
We'll do that. We'll go ahead and wrap it up for this episode. Make sure you guys go to Bringing Down the Band and find Bringing Down the Band everywhere. YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. Twitch, sign up. Discord, sign up. Sign up everywhere you see Bringing Down the Band. That helps us grow the product, grow the brand as we continue to expand and try to bring new things to you guys to enjoy. For the entire crew, I am Major 7th, and we will see y'all next week as our crew. Peace.
Peace.
In a minute.